Irwin, yes.
I guess the one of the keys to the game was, even though he gave up that six-run inning, Willingham hung in there, settled down, and gave you five innings, which was pretty key to the game.
No question. You know, and I thought, honestly, the last probably two innings for sure is the best maybe he's thrown in a month, not only with his breaking ball but his fastball. And that kind of gave us a chance to try to cut into that lead, which we ended up doing. And then, you know, then thought Bartnicki and Pugh threw the ball really, you know, really well. So, but I think that was the key. Amos ended up giving us five. We didn't have to go to the bullpen too early. And then our guys just didn't quit, just kept coming.
What's the mentality when you get down six like that?
Don't look at the scoreboard. Just keep playing every inning. And the good thing about having guys with power like Barron is you get a couple guys on and, you know, one swing. And, I mean, we're halfway back into the game. And so, you know, as much as we're thankful we got him and that he hit those home runs, to getting the guys on ahead of him probably was the key to where we can get back in the game in a hurry.
I guess after you've watched the team all year, you kind of felt, you know, the game's never over the way this team hits, and all it took was three big innings, and that was it.
I mean, they had – I mean, West, the last two weekends, has beaten Florida State and North Carolina. He has a 6-0 lead, and I think he's out of the game in the fifth inning. So that just kind of tells you how we go about our business, and – it's tough to pitch to us, and we can kind of get starters out of a game in a hurry just by the way we go about approaching the at-bats and approaching the game.
Yeah, we had mentioned, we were talking in the press box around the third inning, that it looked like your hitters were really working deep into the count, piling up his pitch count, and that was really key.
Yeah, I think he was in the 60s already after three, and so we kind of knew that we had a chance to get him. And, you know, and then we, you know, like I said, Barron ended up hitting the home runs. And, you know, you look at Colin 4-for-4, Chase Murray with a big double and an RBI, and then put a bunt down really well late in there. And so, you know, both those guys ended up moving, you know, Barron, Colin, and Murray playing for the first time in a while, but Colin and Barron moving up in the order. Look between them, they're 6-for-8. With five RBIs and scored five runs. That's what I call picking Tristan English up when he's sick.
Will he be back tomorrow?
We hope. The doctor will look at him tomorrow. We haven't checked in on him since the game's over, but we'll look at him tomorrow and just, if you know, see where he's at and see how he feels.
What's the gasp factor when Barron squares one up like that? It just...
Oh, he can hit him out of sight. I mean,
What's the dugout like when he just...
Oh, just like, oh, my. I mean, we've seen it in practice right. A lot. But, yeah, I mean, he definitely, when he hits him, you're kind of like, oh, my Lord, look how far that ball's going.
The interesting thing on that, on the second home run, the entire pit dugout came up to the rail and followed the ball, which...
That's funny. Yeah,
that's a lot of respect there.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
And does Max say, okay...
Mac, you know, even though he struggled early in the game, I mean, that was a great swing by him to hit another homer.
Where are you now with the bullpen for the final two games?
All the guys that threw, I guess, in the game midweek now will be back in action tomorrow. And, you know, hope Connor Thomas can settle it a little bit and, you know, be great if he can go 7 innings for us. I'm not sure. That'll happen, but just hope Connor Thomas is Connor Thomas, and then we figure out the back. And obviously, if we get Tristan back, I mean, we know who's going to pitch late in the game.
You look at Pitt, one of the obvious keys is getting Nico Popa out. He can hit the ball.
He can. I mean, he's a good player. Perry, you know, has really done a good job for them as well, as has McLaren. I mean, those three guys are older guys, and Yanni, all four of those guys have played for Pitt for a long time. They're good players, and you got to make pitches on them to get them out.
Anything else, though? All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.